Monday, a rural education conference.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
A rural education conference?
Well, yeah, that's what this paper says.
Well, what's rural education?
Well, everybody knows that, Sam.
Why, yeah, Sam, everybody knows that. What is it, Mercy Jesse?
Well, it's a school out in a rural area.
Well, where would one of them be?
Well, I don't know.
The school I went to is uptown.
Well, that's right. There is in downtown Gum Springs, wasn't it?
No, it is uptown Gum Springs. The high school's downtown.
But even that school has moved because it's too small. Now, Jesse, I don't believe we got any more rural schools.
Well, maybe they're just talking about rural attitudes.
What's that?
Well, it's like when you're uptown wishing you wasn't.
Well, that'd be a bunch of folks.
Well, yeah, maybe that's what they're talking about. They got a couple of high-powered speakers, I think.
Are they rural people?
Well, yeah, I believe so. Well, one of them's Little Rock, Bob Bell.
Has Little Rock got a rural section?
Well, no, not exactly, Leon.
Well, maybe he just moved to Little Rock and ain't got all the country out of him yet.
Where's the other speaker from?
Oh, he's from Washington, D.C.
Has he just moved there? Was he from the rural area before?
Well, no, I think he's from New York.
Well, now, New York State's got some pretty rural areas, I've heard.
Yeah, but, he's from New York City.
Well, at least they'll have some time to discuss rural problems. Maybe I hear they get in little groups.
Well, yeah, they'll do that all right. Of course, all them discussion leaders is college professors.
Well, one of us just don't know what rural means.
Guys are just too hard on them college people. Well, they're trying to study rural life, you know, the way it is or used to be, and keep the good things, make sure they don't get changed.
Well, I think that's good now. I believe rural people getting soft. When I lived on a farm, now, we always got up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What'd you do, Sam?
We waited for daylight, Leon.
Oh.
I think they're talking about respect for hard work and respect for yourself and feeling useful.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Mr. Jesse always talks like that before he tells you to sweep or something, don't he?
Them's some of them rural values I've been trying to forget. Hard.